Illinois, the Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and their special guest, Mr. Rhythm himself, Frankie Lane. Spike and his orchestra start our review with I Found a New Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pride and pleasure that we present the most distinguished American composer and conductor, Maestro Spike Jones.
Thank you, music lovers.
I trust that you're feeling all right, Maestro. If you'll forgive my calling attention to it, your face looks a little drawn.
Drawn? If anything, it looks overdrawn. I'm really very tired, you know.
This has been a hectic 3 weeks for you, I know. San Francisco, then Hollywood, and now Chicago.
Well, it has been taxing. Do you realize in one day I've gone from burning heat to zero weather to pouring rain?
You mean traveling from California to Illinois?
No, just traveling in California.
Well, I do hope that we Chicagoans will make you feel at home.
Well, we've always been well received in Chicago. Fortunately, they love beautiful music.
Such as the number you just played?
Perish the thought. That opening number of ours, well, that's the type of music we do to appease a certain percentage of our audience. But the next number that we'll play, well, that's going to be different. There we have the celebrated City Slickers. There we have sheer poetry in music.
Maestro, I can hardly wait.
I know, but you'll have to steel yourself. Fortunately, there is a fine artist to fill the gap, in the person of my talented young partner. While a sign on our office door reading established October 3rd, 1947 shows us to be quite a young concern. Still, business has been very good for the firm of Jones and Shea, especially the mail orders. Well, since we pride ourselves on filling orders just as fast as they come in, here's I've Been to Hollywood, and here's Dorothy Shea.
I have thrilled at what I've seen in each flicker magazine. So I went to movie land. Why, I'll never understand. Now I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood. It's just a mess of cocktail bars, drive-in stands, and foreign cars. Gee, the boys out there are fast, whistling when a girl goes past. Now mountain boys are debonair, they just grab you by the hair. I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood. In June our boys go hunting squirrels, Other months they're hunting girls. Lassie is a movie star. Thought our dogs as smart by gar. Rover too can play like dead. We just beat him on the head. I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood that mountain dogs are just as smart as them on Sunset Boulevard. Carla fuses tons of paint to make him gruesome when he ain't. I hate to brag, but still I say our men folk are born that way. Hollywood, and I want it understood that my kinfolks plain to see are repulsive naturally. Shameful how them people trudge to the alimony judge. Stuff like that just ain't no fun. We get divorced with an old shotgun. I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood that mountain folks are just as good as them what lives in Hollywood.
Nicely sung, Shay. You know, that song brings back memories to me. I've been to Hollywood, too.
I know. I've seen some of the pictures you've made. You're very versatile. I think you should be doing another picture.
Well, I'm going to do one, but I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to write, act, direct, and produce it.
Gosh, how are you going to do all that?
Well, as Jones the writer, I write a story. I then call up and make an appointment with Jones the producer.
And, of course, you see yourself right away.
Oh, no. I keep myself waiting about 3 hours.
Why do you do that?
Well, why should I make it easy for myself? Finally, I tell my secretary that Jones, the producer, will see Jones, the writer.
And Jones, the writer, tells you his story.
Yes, and it's horrible. But I buy it.
But if you don't like it, why do you buy it?
Relative.
Oh.
Now I have to cast it, and the only person who can play the leading role is Jones, the actor. So as Jones, the producer, I write a letter to Jones, the actor, and I lie to him and tell him what a wonderful part it is.
Well, why do you lie to Jones, the actor, and tell him it's a wonderful part?
So I can get him for less money. I then hire Jones, the director. We make the picture, and before you know it, it's finished and it's previewed.
Well, then what happens?
The four of us get fired.
I guess that could be.
Well, really, Hollywood isn't that bad. It's given us some wonderful things. As, for example, the idea for our next musical number.
Oh, has it a Hollywood background?
To a certain degree. About 1,000 days ago, I saw the picture Laura. The picture was magnificent, but what impressed me most was the background music. The music had such ethereal feeling about it that I determined no matter how long it would take, I would make an arrangement of Laura that would never be forgotten.
It's amazing the transformation that comes over you when you talk about the music that you love so well. Your entire face lights up. Your eyes twinkle.
When I really get excited, you should see the tilt sign.
I really mean that, Spike. You're so radiantly happy when you're playing music as you like to play it.
Well, it's not a selfish joy, because I hope to bring the same pleasure to those whose love for music is as great as mine. Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present Doodles Weaver, Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath, Sir Frederick Gass, and Paul Judson in Laura.
Thank you. for you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. Maybe
you're leaning back in your favorite chair this very minute with a frosty bottle of Coke at your side, enjoying the pause that refreshes. Another time when such refreshment comes in handy is in the midst of a busy day at work, in office or factory. At such moments, step over to that familiar red cooler, have an ice-cold Coca-Cola, and go back to work refreshed.
Have you noticed something very odd during this past year? Remember how the crowds used to stand on the streets listening to the World Series? Have you wondered why there are no more crowds grouped around the loudspeakers? Have you wondered where they went? You know where I found them? They were packing the record stores or massed around a jukebox. And what they were doing was listening to a fella sing, as you will in just a few minutes. For the chap responsible for all this activity is our guest tonight, Mr. Rhythm himself, Frankie Lane.
Thank you, Spike. I've got a million things to say to you.
Shoot away, Frankie. I'll try and answer them.
Okay, who's the doll over there?
Well, that's Dorothy Shay.
The Park Avenue Hillbilly?
That's right. Dorothy, this is Frankie Lane.
Well, how do you do? I was looking forward to meeting you. Gee, I've bought every record you ever made.
Well, I have so many of yours, Dorothy, I had to move my furniture out. I think you're great.
What was it you wanted to talk to me about, Frankie?
No kidding, Dorothy. I must have worn out feuding and fighting. And not only that, I bet I've played every record in your album 1,000 times.
Well, I've played your record of That's My Desire so often that every time I reached for the phonograph needle, the record would automatically lie down.
Gee, Minutely, meeting Dorothy Shay.
Just think, meeting Frankie Lane.
I made a few records myself, you know.
Well, how about going dancing after the broadcast?
I'd love to, but you'd have to leave, Frank.
I was talking to Dorothy.
I'd be very happy to go, Frank.
And after we dance, do you mind if we talk? Gee, I've got a million things I'd like to say to you, Dorothy.
That's what you told me.
I'm sorry, Spike, but that's got to wait till later.
I won't be here later. As soon as the program is over, I'm leaving for Kansas City.
Well, have a nice trip, old man.
Gee, this guy's got me on the train already.
Would you like me to sing something for you, Dorothy?
Oh, would you, Frankie?
Well, you just name it.
How about That's My Desire?
Well, if that's your desire, then it's mine. I'd like to sing a little of that, and also our latest recording of Two Loves of I. Truthfully, that's my favorite.
I really think you sing that better than anybody else in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the statement just heard was a paid political announcement. And in no way reflects the opinion of the station to which you are now listening. Sing, Frankie.
To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go, Sherry, I love you so. You're my the flame.
there now at the sea. When I'm in a gay mood, tis then my light love I crave. But then at times my other love makes me slave. I can't deny that to both of them I'm true. Love have I, both of them are you. Two loves have I, both of them are you.
That Lane's a nice guy, Dorothy, but he's so forgetful. He told me he had a million things to say to me, and the minute he met you, he couldn't remember any of them. I wonder why.
Well, Spike, you must remember that you're a man and I'm a woman.
Well, that's a rather neat arrangement. Well, I guess it's best that we are what we are. And since we are what we are, you sing something as only you can sing it, and we'll accompany you as only we can accompany you.
That's a deal. Be smiling by now with some new tender friend. Smiling by now with my heart on the mend. But when I try, something in my heart says no.
Hey, Frankie.
Yes, Spike?
I just got a thought.
Gee, you're smart.
No kidding, Frank. Dorothy has a singing style. It's all her own. And so have you, and people say that I have a distinctive type of music.
Go on.
Well, why don't the three of us get together on a medley, and that way our public will be getting three different styles of music. And the three of us will get an idea of how we'd work together. After all, no one knows what the future holds for us. Maybe if things get tough, we can do a trio act. Is that okay with you, Dorothy?
It sounds fine. I have an evening gown, and I'll travel.
And I've got a tux, and I'll travel, too.
Well, who knows? Maybe after the people hear the three of us, we'll have to travel. At any rate, one of the better tunesmiths of our day is a young gentleman whose initialed cufflinks are J.M., or as he is better known by his mailman, Johnny Mercer. Johnny, as you know, has the amazing ability to write and introduce nothing but hits.
A thing like that can get monotonous, you know.
But think of the money he makes.
Let's stop this talk of banknotes and go into musical notes. Here's a little Mercer medley featuring radio's newest trio, Shea, Lane, and Jones.
Small fry, strutting by the pool room. Small fry, you should be in the school room. My, pour down that cigarette. You ain't a gonna high and mighty yet. Small fry, you're dancing for a penny. Small fry, counting up a many. My, just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You practice pegging all day long to some old radio song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, oh, yes. You better listen to your paw. Someday practice the law, and then you'll be a real success. Small fry, you kiss the neighbor's daughter. Small fry, stay in your shallow water. Seems I should take you across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. Oh, me, oh, my. Small fry.
You've got an accent, you ain't the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom way down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium. Liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale and Mr. Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate that old negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess. It's the in-between.
Black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic touches me so well. Spicy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to slide. Down and down I go. Down and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame. Flame with such a burning desire. That a little kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for. The man that they had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Down and round I go. In the spin, loving a spin, I've been under that old black magic called love.
Back in a moment. This is John McCormick speaking for the Coca-Cola Company and saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And now, here's Spike and Dorothy.
Well, Dorothy, be sure to wear your riding outfit next week and make sure it's the proper length. You know, the short ones are out.
Why, it'll be down to my ankles. But what's the occasion for the riding outfit? Who's our guest going to be, Trigger?
No, but he's a real Western fellow whose songs are causing all the disc jockeys to work overtime. Songs like Smoke, 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 and That's What I Like About the West.
Well, that means none other than Tex Williams.
That's right, pard. So until next week, this is Spike Jones, your man Friday.
And Dorothy Shea, your girl Friday.
Hoping you'll be listening to us every Friday night. Good night.
Good night.
Listen every Sunday to the pause that refreshes on the air with the songs of Ginny Sims and the music of Percy Faith on this same CBS station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Spotlight Review is written and produced by Hal Finberg. Columbia Broadcasting System.